The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami in March of 1994 during the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama at the location of Vijayanagar.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to come. That Krishna would come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As it's explained in the Chaitanya Mangal. That time he was instructed to tell all the devas, including Brahma and others, to get ready for the Lord's appearance and take their birth in Navadvip and Nadia and Gora Mandalbhumi and different parts where his pastimes would take place, like Utkal, Nilachal, Srikshetra. So, Brihaspati, the guru of the devas, he was very eager to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to have that seva, to be able to come ahead and serve the Lord as a teacher. So he appeared in this place known as Vidyanagar, which is famous for knowledge, ahead of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when the different devas appear and take the human form to a certain degree, they are become affected by whatever environment they're in. They become one of the players. And when they leave their body, then they go back to their original position. So it's a sacrifice for them to come and take a human form. But to have the opportunity of being with the Lord, they won't miss it. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, although he appeared here, because in those days Navadvip was so filled with karma kandis and jnana kandis, with different karmis and jnanis, he somehow got affected by the impersonal philosophy, and he became a Mayavadi. And then he left Navadvip, forgetting his original purpose, and went to Nilachal, where he became a great guru and instructor for all the Mayavadis, teaching the impersonal philosophy of Shankaracharya. Now when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, and at that time, he separated from his other followers, feigning anger at Nityananda for having broken his danda into three parts. And he went alone to the Jagannath Puri temple. And when he reached the Jagannath Puri temple and was before Lord Jagannath, he felt so much ecstasy that he fell in trance before the deities. So the other devotees, the pujaris there, they thought that he's a madman or he's doing something offensive. They didn't really know exactly what to make of it. They're surrounding him. And they were about to do something like drag Lord Chaitanya out. But the Sarvabhauma, seeing his unusual features, his knowing the science of physiology, he could understand that he had the lakshan, or he had the features of a great soul. So then, he went and personally asked to have Lord Chaitanya brought to his house. So they picked him up and brought to his house. At that time, Sarvabhauma tried to analyze him. And he saw that he could feel no pulse and no heartbeat. But then when he put a cotton swab before his nose, he saw that there was a very slight motion of the cotton fiber, which showed that he was still alive, but he was in a deep trance. So this convinced Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that he was a great soul, he was a Mahapurush, and that he was in samadhi, in trance, because of the... But he considered that he was a devotee. Now his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, preached to him and tried to convince him that Lord Chaitanya was actually Krishna avatar. But Sarvabhauma Acharya was not accepting. So Sarvabhauma, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offered to teach him the sutras of Vedanta Sutra. So Lord Chaitanya agreed. And for 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya taught Vedanta Sutra to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu using the Sarira Bhasya of Shankaracharya. So actually, Lord Chaitanya knew that his original desire of Brihaspati for coming to this world was to teach him. So he allowed him to teach him in Jagannath Puri. Of course, at the end of the instruction, after 7 days, he hadn't said anything. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked him that, "Didn't you understand? Why are you not asking any question?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "I perfectly understand the sutras, but I don't understand your explanation." So that the sutras are difficult to understand and the explanation is to simplify it. So when he said, "I can understand the sutras, but not your explanation," it was a very covered way of saying that your explanation is faulty. So then, of course, there was a lengthy discussion, and Lord Chaitanya explained the direct Vaishnava understanding, the Bhagavad understanding of Vedanta Sutra. And in that time, he also explained the Atmarama verse in so many different ways. And this way, finally, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was also then convinced that actually this must be the incarnation of Krishna that was predicted. And he fell down and surrendered at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Lord Chaitanya revealed his Sarabhuj, or six-handed form, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. If you go to Jagannath Puri, to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you can see the Sarabhuj deity there, where Lord Chaitanya revealed his form to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So here is the birthplace of Sarvabhauma. After that, Sarvabhauma became one of the very great lieutenants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nilachal. And being the top pandit of the whole Puri, when he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it had a remarkable effect. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya would join into the kirtans, singing and dancing and raising his hands in ecstasy. And in this way, people were amazed at how this very dry, stuffy jnani had become a bhakta and was dancing and chanting in ecstasy. Even one morning, Lord Chaitanya came before, just when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was still seated in his bed, and he came and he immediately offered and said, "Here is the Mangalarti Mahaprasad, some cashews offered to the Lord. Please accept the Mahaprasadam." So normally a smarter Brahmin, they'll say, "Well, first I have to brush my teeth, I have to bathe, then only I'll take prasad." But the higher principle of bhakti is when you get Mahaprasadam, no matter what, you should accept it. So immediately he accepted that prasadam and ate it. And then Lord Chaitanya said, you being a pundit, how is it you didn't first brush your teeth and do all those things? So when I get the Mahaprasad from you, then there's no rules or regulations. Mahaprasad can be accepted any time. The Lord Chaitanya gave all his devotees this cashew and he asked all of them, how do you like this? They all said, very nice. So just see, there's not even a nut. So many of us have had some nut before. What's special about it? But because this was tasted by the lips of Lord Jagannath, Krishna's own mouth's nectar has permeated this offering. Therefore, it has got an incomparable taste. And all of them were just relishing the transcendental mercy of Krishna and how his presence in prasad was such an inspiration and made a simple foodstuff into nectar. We're doing kirtan at the Vidyanagar. That, according to Nabadip Mahatmya and other authorities, actually Ganga Das's toll was quite close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house, somewhere behind Srivas Pandit or in front. Some people thought that Lord Chaitanya came here to study on a daily basis, but the other Praman shows that he was going to school somewhere in Navadvip at the Ganga Das Pandit's toll. But this Vidyanagar was a place where there were many Pandits, and it was a place where a lot of knowledge was cultivated. And Lord Chaitanya would come here sometimes and discuss with those Pandits and meet with them. But not that he would daily come here for his studies, as some people think that. In fact, he defeated all the pandits here and made them into devotees. So they became really Vidyanagar because they all became devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga! Nityananda, Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya ki, Vidyanagara ki.